Day 1. Understanding programming is understanding how the human brain functions. We are deeply influenced by the power of suggestion. The more we say we can't do something, the more we believe that we can't, and so it becomes the case. This is negative programming. However, positive programming works the same way. So, if we plant positive thoughts in our mind, this will determine a positive outcome. So, it's really just a question of choice. Now, I would like you to complete the following questionnaire created by Rod Dishman, which determines how you will behave with the respect to the achievement of a goal. This will determine whether you are negatively or positively motivated. You will be required to indicate which of the following letters is the most applicable to you in the following circumstances. A does not apply to me at all. B does not exactly apply to me. C applies to me about half the time. D applies to me quite accurately. And E applies to me exactly. Question 1. I am not very good at committing myself to doing something. Write down A, B, C, D, or E. Question 2. Once I have undertaken something, I tend to persevere, no matter how difficult or tiring it might become. Write down A, B, C, D, or E. Question 3. Developing and maintaining self-discipline is important to me. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 4. I always keep my promises, particularly those I make to myself. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 5. Whenever I undertake a difficult task, I make it a point to see it through. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 6. I'm good at making decisions and defending them. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 7. When I say I'm going to do something, you can be sure it will get done. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 8. I like setting goals and working to reach them. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 9. I like taking up a challenge. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 10. I always avoid stressful situations. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 11. I often work to the point of exhaustion. Answer A, B, C, D, or E. Question 12. I don't really plan my activities. Answer A, B, C, D, or E? Question 13. I never do anything I don't feel like doing. Answer A, B, C, D, or E? Question 14. It takes a lot to get me to move. Answer A, B, C, D, or E? And finally, question 15. I don't really have much self-discipline. Answer A, B, C, D, or E? Scoring. For questions 1, 10, 12, 13, 14, and 15, A equals 5, B equals 4, C equals 3, D equals 2, and E equals 1. For the rest of the questions, A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, D equals 4, and E equals 5. Now, add up your score. If you scored more than 60, you are the type most likely to commit yourself to a weight loss program and to succeed. If you scored between 54 and 59, you must be sure to motivate yourself properly and exercise your willpower. If you scored less than 53, you are the type of person who tends to give up. You must make use of all the means of motivation available to you. Here are some useful hints that will be the key to your success. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Make it great. To understand programming is to understand how the human mind functions. Whether you realize it or not, every day you are deeply influenced by the power of suggestion. The more you repeat negative suggestions, the more you believe them, and your behavior will change accordingly. This is the power of negative thinking. If this is true for negative thinking, it is also true for positive thinking. The thoughts that you place and repeat in your mind will determine whether you succeed or fail. Therefore, it is a question of choice. Do you want to succeed or fail? Do you want to be positive or negative?